You may know Juggalos already. They're the fans of Detroit horrorcore rap group Insane Clown Posse, and you're about to find out why they may be one of the best representations of a self-reliant and yet demonized community. Juggalos garnered a lot of mainstream attention in 2011 when the FBI classified them as a group that could exhibit gang-like behavior and engage in criminal activity and violence.
They need to reclassify their shit, because I don't do nothing violent. I smoke weed and I listen to music.
Yeah, we'll rough each other up a little bit and put each other back in line, but, I mean, sometimes we're not going to harm anyone unless someone does harm unto us.
Juggalos we talked to at the 2013 Gathering of the Juggalos disputed the claims made by the FBI. The event is an annual music festival held in the sleepy town of Caven Rock, Illinois.
It's a bunch of kids running around, girls topless, drinking soda, doing drugs, yelling whoop whoop.
Camille Dodaro is a journalist who has written for Gawker and The Village Voice about Insane Clown Posse and Juggalos.
It's become an identity for a lot of kids who happen to be attracted to the music. It's a term much like, you know, Bieber Believer or Deadhead or, you know, Fishhead.
But unlike those fans, Juggalos carry the gang classification, a label that could be used by federal and local law enforcement to subject Juggalos to routine stops, detainment, and interrogation.
You know, people who don't listen to the music or aren't a fan or a family are going to think that we're violent people when they see Hatchet Mans or Juggalo stuff. That's stereotyping pretty much.
ICP's Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J agree and are suing the FBI along with the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan, claiming that profiling Juggalos as a gang violates their constitutional right to express themselves.
I mean, they didn't like Elvis when Elvis came out. It's just, if it's not your cup of tea, that's fine, but believe me, it's music, you know? And we're proud of it.
I think it's ridiculous to consider the Juggalos a gang.
Dodaro says Juggalos are among the most misunderstood people of all time.
In some ways, it's almost ironic in the sense that these are a group of people who no one else in America has ever cared about, and then this one band gave them a sense of identity. So it was almost like a support group.
Oh, hey, you know what I love about this place? Fucking love that everybody has.
Yeah. Lots of love from everyone. Whoop, whoop. Everyone's so
motherfucking
friendly.
Motherfucking Wicked Clown love!
A whole train of it, man, a whole train.
Whoop, whoop.
Juggalos are from a lower class, often. Not all of them, obviously. And some of those kids are committing crimes. That's part of who ICP has been reaching, though, is people who have, you know, really bad upbringing. So, you know, they had weed on them, or those kids already, you know, were gonna rob somebody. And it just so happens that they happen to, like, also be a Juggalo.
Marijuana, marijuana, come and get your marijuana from me. From me.
And that's not to say that there are even that many kids doing it. It's just that it just so happened that somebody caught on to the fact that, oh, those kids who have that hatchet, man, sometimes steal things. But if they didn't have that hatchet on, they're stealing things anyway. Like, it doesn't matter, you know, these things are not at all affiliated whatsoever. They became Juggalos because they were persecuted, and now they're being persecuted for bonding together because they were persecuted.
That bonding is something that was passed down from the members of Insane Clown Posse, who grew up in lower class households just like their fans.
They were the, you know, the outcasts in school, but not even the outcasts like the freaks where you would think about, you know, artists or like brooders or gay people. They were like scrubs. They were like dirty kids. They were the slow kids. They were the uneducated, like the ones who just, you know, their home lives were so bad that they couldn't even make it to school. They typically, you know, don't end up being very successful. But they rebelled against that perception and decided that they were going to be rappers, and they worked really, really, really hard. And part of the clown makeup was because they realized how ridiculous they were. And they managed to like attract a whole group of fans that nobody else had ever spoken to or reached out to in music.
There's a lot of people that don't want you to live your life how you want to live it. You know, there's a lot of people that don't agree with what you're doing, and they want to try to stop you from just having fun and, you know, just being yourself and being free. And here you can actually get away with it, you know?
One of the things that Insane Clown Posse has done that nobody else has ever done in the music industry, or even in the cultural industry in my mind, is it targeted victims. Not goth victims, but targeted kids who were molested. Kids who were, you know, basically like the people who work at gas stations. Like, those are Insane Clown Posse's people.
I work a hard fucking job every fucking day.
What do you do?
I fucking, you
pump
ever heard
gas?
Of a full service gas station?
Yeah, he pumps gas.
That's what I do.
I gave him the job.
I'm fucking out there in the hot sun every fucking day, just fucking pumping gas, running around, handling money.
There's a lot of people that grow up by themselves, you know, single mothers or homeless or whatnot. And this is a place to connect and meet and actually feel loved, man, and make friends and relate with people.
The result is a world where these young people have escaped the life they were dealt for a community that they helped to create.
This is family right here. This is love right here.
Peace, it's family. It's all about family. It's all love here.
Because there is that, you know, unity of exclusion outside in the world, being among juggalos feels like one really safe place. And so it feels like kind of a family where, you know, these people will have your back no matter what. Nobody else gets you the way that these other people do.
And because there is that sense of family, juggalos look out for one another like siblings would.
I've been trying to keep these guys safe the entire time they've been here. Drink water, put sunblock on, just everything, full nine.
If you're at the gathering and you're amongst other juggalos, you can ask for water, you can ask for anything, and it will be immediately given to you because you're a member of the family.
And like any community, they have their own language.
Juggalos chant whoop whoop. It's like a hello. It's an expression of love, an expression of acceptance. It sounds kind of like a flock of like horned owls.
Whoop 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 whoop.
See, that's what it's about.
They even have their own beverage, the inexpensive soda pop, Faygo.
Violent J, who's one of Insane Clown Posse's two members, was growing up, you know, Faygo was always in the pantry. So it became part of kind of like being a poor, scrubby kid's identity. You know, it was the cheapest soda in Detroit or in Michigan.
Got them 3 liters, right out of Michigan, $1.50. Come here and have them nice Faygo showers.
It's the beverage of choice of the Juggalo family, whatever.
We're broke.
We love that shit.
We're broke.
But the most critical part of the Juggalo community are its leaders.
Juggalos feel like ICP, Violent J and Shaggy, Too Dope, love them. Love them, you know, even if they don't know them specifically, what they have given them in terms of, you know, fun and belonging and sense of ownership is very much like a familial, like parental kind of love.
I mean, you kind of go back to the real world and you just kind of wonder, why is everyone so mean to each other? It's not necessary.
There's too much hate in the world.
I've never understood that.
You don't see violence here.
What's the problem with having just one common interest?
You know,
the FBI said it couldn't comment on pending litigation, but the effects of the gang label may have already impacted the next gathering of the Juggalos. The 2014 music festival had to change locations multiple times, thanks in part to the fears of local residents. Fears Insane Clown Posse says are associated with the gang classification. For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.